that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paint you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and in California, the UCLA campus open again to the public after police in riot gear moved in overnight to clear out anti-war protesters on campus, making more than 130 arrests. President Biden also speaking out about the escalations of demonstrations at colleges across the country.
President Biden says he doesn't think the National Guard should intervene in protests on college campuses. Asked if the demonstrations, some of which have turned violent, have forced him to reconsider his policies, the president said simply no. He also condemned hate speech and violence of any kind.
Whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans, it's simply wrong.
Karen Travers, ABC News.
The hush money trial of Donald Trump has resumed in New York City. The judge held a hearing earlier on whether to hold Trump in contempt over new gag order violations. And Arizona's governor set to sign off on the measure passed by the state lawmakers to repeal the Civil War era abortion ban. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice warning that Americans 60 years and older remain at risk of being targeted by scammers online. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The FBI's Crime Complaint Center took reports from more than 100,000 older people last year, an 11% increase from the year before. Philip Selinger, the U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, says it makes sense.
They're not as familiar with technology. They're most likely to be impacted by this type of fraud.
The FBI says people over 60 lost $3.5 billion to scams last year, but acknowledges that the actual number of that very underreported crime is probably much higher. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Preparation continues for the Paris Summer Olympic Games, with city officials inaugurating a new water storage basin Thursday to help clean up the River Seine for Olympic swimming events. Last year, swimming tests had to be canceled because of the river's poor water quality. The new basin will treat and store an equivalent of 20 Olympic-sized pools with safe treated water that can be deposited into the river. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down this evening. High of 57, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, showers, scattered thunderstorms, then clearing after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer with a high near 70. We are headed full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. A somber day in Mount Horeb following an attempted school shooting. Robin Colbert has more.
While there is no such thing as a good ending to these stories, the dire situation in Mount Horeb ended better than most, as the only loss of life was the 14-year-old gunman. Students at Mount Horeb's middle school saw him trying to break out the window of the cafeteria late Wednesday morning with the butt of a rifle. That didn't work, so he started shooting at the window. Cops quickly got on scene, and the suspect was shot and killed.
The tents are back on campus at UW-Madison after police swept through a protest camp on Wednesday. Officers arrested at least 30 students and protesters who fought with them during that sweep. A handful of officers were injured. There's no word if the UW plans to take down the new tents as well. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. An invasive species affecting lake populations has been found in western Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says zebra mussels have been found in Lake Minnoman in Menominee. Now, the mussels can reduce plankton, algae, and fish populations. The department is now asking that anglers keep their boats and equipment clean and drain all water to prevent spreading the invasion. The DNR says boat ramps will now be monitored. A Zimbrero Falls woman is facing burglary and theft charges in Wabasha County. 41-year-old Polly Calhoun was in Wabasha County court yesterday, charged with first-degree burglary with a dangerous weapon and felony third-degree burglary and gross misdemeanor theft charges. Lake City Police allege that Calhoun broke into Gherkin's Town and Country store on the night of April 13th and stole nearly $600. Add this to the list of healthcare woes in northwest Wisconsin. The Marshfield Medical Clinic in Rice Lake yesterday said it will pause its labor and delivery service. Marshfield's Dr. Brandon Parkhurst blames the pause on the decision to close HSHS's hospital in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. He says Marshfield has had to spread its resources to cover the entire area. Parkhurst says he expects the pause to last at least a month or two. HSHS closed its hospitals last month over what it said were cost challenges and industry trends. Eau Claire will pay for a study to look at a possible new use for Oakwood Mall. Community Development Director Aaron White says the plan is to look into the future and see what can be done to keep the mall chugging along. White says the mall is doing fine right now, but he wants Eau Claire to be prepared. One of the ideas is to break the mall down into smaller retail centers and allow for more walkability. There is another hospital name change happening now in western Wisconsin. Gunderson Health is changing its name to Amplify Health. The new name comes about 2 years after Gunderson and Bellin Health finalized their merger. The new name will cover both hospital systems. The name is the only thing that's changing. Amplify says it's not planning on any closings as part of its now finalized merger. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
City of Durant property owners could have their properties reassessed in 2026. The City Council was informed at the last council meeting that because current property values are nearly under 80% of equalized value, the city will have to do a complete reassessment. Durant Mayor Patrick Milliron says just because there is a reassessment doesn't mean that taxes would automatically go up.
At the end of the day, it probably won't have a lot of effect on people's taxes because everybody's going to be reevaluated at that time. But again, it's definitely staring us in the face. We'll know for sure here in the next several months as we get into that. But it looks like a complete reevaluation of the city coming in 2026.
That reassessment could cost the city between $50,000 and $60,000. The city of Eau Claire's attorney says he's baffled by a jury that says an Eau Claire police officer violated a man's civil rights during a drug bust back in 2019. A federal jury last week found the officer not guilty of excessive force, but found him guilty of violating Sidney Coleman's civil rights. The jury says the officer didn't have probable cause to make the stop that turned up marijuana, ecstasy, meth, and a concealed knife. Coleman argued that he was racially profiled. Eau Claire Police Chief Matt Rokas says the facts of the case show the officer's actions were appropriate and not malicious. The jury awarded Coleman $550,000. The city says it plans to appeal. Some new healthcare options are opening in western Wisconsin. Oak Leaf Clinics yesterday opened offices in both Ladysmith and Cornell. The clinics will replace the ones that Prevea closed over the past few weeks. Oak Leaf says it will open a clinic in Menominee next week, and also has plans to open a clinic in Rice Lake after that. Wisconsin is receiving more Amtrak service. Amtrak yesterday announced a new train service between Chicago and Minneapolis. That means two trains each day will connect Milwaukee, Columbus, Portage, the Wisconsin Dells, Toma, La Crosse, Winona, and Red Wing. One train will leave from Milwaukee in the morning. The other will leave from the Twin Cities in the middle of the day. Amtrak is calling the new service the Borealis Line. It begins May 21st. Add this to the reminders as fishing season opens in Wisconsin. The DNR yesterday warned fishermen not to recycle their old fishing lines and their regular recycling. Those lines can get caught in the recycling machine. Instead, the DNR says, bag up your old fishing line and take it to a special fishing line collection center. Sporting goods stores usually have those. As for lead weights, the DNR says those can be recycled, but only if your recycler accepts them. But the DNR is suggesting that people skip lead weights altogether, saying they're a danger to both lakes and rivers and the wildlife that may eat them. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A high school employee in southeastern Minnesota has won an online contest to determine the nation's top custodian. Bob Gawuski was honored as the winner of the Cintas Custodian of the Year contest during an assembly at Wabasha Kellogg High School. Gawuski has worked at the high school for 22 years. He's receiving $10,000 and a trip to Las Vegas for winning the online competition. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down this evening. High of 57, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, showers, scattered thunderstorms, then clearing after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer with a high near 70. We are headed full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
The Brewers knocked off Tampa Bay 7-1 to win their second straight and take the series 2-1. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Willie Adames homered twice and drove in four runs. Adames on what they've learned during the first month of the season.
We're not afraid. You know, we're not afraid. We're going to go out there, compete, do what we have to do, and, you know, to try to win the game and, you know,
that we're hungry. We want to win.
Colin Ray tossing six scoreless innings of four-hit ball for the win. He improves to 3-0.
You know, I definitely had some chances to put him away earlier. You know, we got ahead, and then I kind of wasted some pitches, and ultimately that got my pitch count up a little higher than I would have liked to, but I felt good.
Brewers off today. They'll take on the Cubs in Chicago on Friday. Three Brewers suspended as a result of the altercations and ejections from Tuesday's game with Tampa Bay. Pitcher Abner Uribe was suspended 6 games. Freddie Peralta 5 games, although both are appealing. Manager Pat Murphy was given a 2-game ban. He began serving that suspension yesterday, and that meant Ricky Weeks made his Brewers managerial debut.
I mean, I want to downplay it so much, but it's baseball, honestly. It's one of those things where I think you've been in a lot of situations throughout your career where, you know, you kind of have to, you know, rise to the occasion, you know, just go over your experience, obviously, and go off things that you learn. But at the same time, it's baseball, I'll be honest with you.
Bucks will face another must-win in Game 6 of their series against Indiana when the two teams lock horns tonight in Indianapolis. The Bucks trail 3-2 in the series after their Game 5 victory on Tuesday. Bucks coach Doc Rivers said Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard are both getting very close to returning to action, but both are still considered doubtful for tonight's Game 6. Big Ten revealed the home and away opponents for each of the league's men's basketball teams for the 24-25 campaign. The men's schedule remains at 20 games. And even with UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington joining the league, the Badgers will have road games against UCLA and USC. They'll play at home against Washington and Oregon. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
A 7-time champ hopes to learn for his race team in Kansas. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic.
Photo finish.
What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Kansas, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Legacy Motor Club team co-owner Jimmy Johnson will be racing the team's third car this Sunday in the Advent Health 400 at the Kansas Speedway. It's been a calculated effort for Johnson this year, who will make his fourth Cup Series start this season in the team's number 84 car.
And gains that we hoped to improve and thought that running a third car, at least 9 events and on, you know, basically a mile and a half tracks would help us develop and further as an organization.
Johnson has 3 Kansas wins, all coming when he drove for Hendrick Motorsports. As for this season on mile and a half racetracks, Johnson raced 3 weeks ago at the Texas Motor Speedway, finishing 29th after an early race spin. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Rainfall, you see new gullies cutting through the yard, you have a slope to conquer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plant something green and keep the dirt where it belongs as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Our house sits on a hill and the backyard is sloped. Fortunately, we have an established lawn that keeps soil erosion under control. Grass isn't the only option, though. There are many types of ground covers. Some flower, others don't. Some die back in the fall, but many stay green year-round. Mike Maddox is an extension horticulture agent at the University of Wisconsin and says there's one very important characteristic you must have with plants intended for erosion control.
You want something that's going to have lots of roots to it. A good fibrous root system is what's going to secure your soil base. It's going to keep those soil particles together, keep them from being washed away and lost in a storm event. Those roots are going to be the matting that holds it all together.
As those roots break down and you get other organic matter from dying leaves and such, they will produce some goos and gums from the breakdown process that will help improve your soil structure. Years ago, a ground cover called Crown Vetch was a popular way to stop the dirt descent, but it's not recommended anymore.
It was probably a good thing to do, but now we're finding it actually can come over and get into some native areas, into our grasslands and woodlots and stuff. And, you know, we've already got enough invasive species out there that are disrupting our ecosystems. Let's not add this one.
The kind of plants you use to control erosion will vary region by region. Instead of accidentally introducing something invasive, go native. Your local nursery or extension service can help you with that. Erosion control isn't going to happen overnight, so hold the soil in place by securely pinning burlap to the ground while the cover is getting established. Also, many ground covers spread by underground root development, so create a barrier that extends below the surface to keep the roots from going where they shouldn't. Keep your land from going downhill at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent 3 times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday, 49 in downtown Durand. Double-digit gains in the milk markets at the midday. June milk up 19 to 1873. July up 13 to 1896. August up 18 to 1908. September up 14 to 1919. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 250 to 188. 40-pound blocks up 2 to 178 and 3 quarters. Cash butter up 5 1/4 to 305 3/4, 23 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 111 3/4, 5 trades, while dry whey up 1.5 to 39, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving sharply higher. Cash cattle sales are higher. The complex receiving a marketing year high for exports. and the USDA announcement finding no traces of avian influenza in ground beef, all combining for those triple-digit gains. Hog markets are mostly lower, even though there was a relatively supportive export sales report. But even so, the nearby contracts continue to trade lower as traders are worried about stable demand domestically. June live cattle up 340 to 177.25. August up 320 to 174.30. October up 297 to 177.82. May feeder cattle up 345 to 244.87. August up 455 to 256.30. September up 432 to 256.92. May hogs down 12 cents to 92.90. June down 70 cents to 99.72. July down 25 cents to 103.37. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving mostly higher today. Ethanol margins have been narrowing, but near-term weather keeps rain chances in play for much of the Corn Belt into next week, and planting progress is likely slower in many areas. Weekly export sales were at 785,000 metric tons. There's dryness in South America for the double crop corn areas, and that is helping to support the markets. Soybeans mostly higher. Meal is rebounding sharply again, with volatile action likely to continue in the immediate term. Oil is working back from contract lows. That's helping to support the market. Excess rains in parts of South America also affecting the soybean harvest. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they're moving mostly lower. The plains will see seasonal to above normal temperatures to push the crop along, with better overall rain chances into the next week and better coverage areas in parts of the plains. The Black Sea forecasts have dried off a bit, and the dollar is solidly off some of the highs post the Federal Reserve report. May corn up 5.5 to 448.75. July up 5.75 to 456.5. September up 5.5 to 464.5. And new crop up 5.25 to 478. May beans up 36 to 1191.75. July up 29.75 to 12 even. August up 27.75 to 1199.5. New crop up 23.5 to 1188.5. May soybean meal up 14.50 to 357.10. And July soybean oil up 5 cents to 43.31. Chicago wheat, May and July both down 3/4. May at 580.75. July at 598.5. Minneapolis wheat, May up 14 to 716.5. July up 5.5. to 707.75. Energy markets today are higher. June crude oil up 2 cents to 79.02. July up 8 cents to 78.52. June and July gas both up a cent. June at 258. July at 255. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. AEM is hosting Agriculture on the Mall in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The Association of Equipment Manufacturers will host the Modern Ag on the Mall event May in Washington. As the farm bill remains front and center for U.S. agriculture, AEM is showcasing the latest farm equipment for the public and policymakers. Kurt Blades, AEM Senior Vice President of Agriculture, says it's a great way to tell the story of modern agriculture.
For the second time in the last 3 years, we're pleased to be hosting a celebration of modern agriculture on the National Mall. This really provides an opportunity for those of us in the ag industry to tell the story to lawmakers and policymakers and the general public about what is happening in modern agriculture and the difference that it's making in producing food and fiber and fuel for a growing world.
The celebration of modern ag on the National Mall will take place the week of May 6th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. Blade says there are multiple target audiences for the event.
Our first audience is an audience of about 50 to 200 people. And those are those folks that are really involved with writing public policies that are really impacting agriculture. The secondary audience is also very exciting, and that's the general public. That might be hill staffers or just general public that are walking through the mall. So we love to be able to tell those stories. Tractors and combines and pieces of equipment are pretty good eye candy and a pretty good way to lure people in to tell that story. Story to an audience that is less and less informed than they have been in the past.
Blades explains what folks will see when they're on the National Mall.
Well, first of all, the National Mall is a very big place. So if you've been there, you know we're talking football fields in length. And so we've got 25 different companies and 30 different associations representing various aspects of agriculture. And we'll have everything from sprayers and combines to small tractors to robotic milking to irrigation, all of the things that you see on a modern farm today. And the really interesting place of the backdrop of the nation's capital and Washington Monument.
Blade says now's the perfect time to highlight U.S. agriculture on the National Mall as the industry seeks a new farm bill.
The timing of this year's celebration of modern ag on the National Mall couldn't be better, as we are still without the passage of a new farm bill. There are two critical pieces of legislation that AEM is a big supporter of in the new farm bill, and that's the Precision Ag Loan Act and the Precise Act. Both of those bipartisan bills provide incentives for farmers to invest in precision agriculture. So we look forward to telling those stories to the influential audience of Washington, D.C. We like to be in that environment at a very important time while those debates are happening in the halls of the Capitol.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Expect some widespread rain today in our ag weather forecast. Now, Friday will clear out and warm up. Relative humidity values will remain in the 30s or higher as well. Then more rain chances Saturday, clearing out again on Sunday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have chances of rain and thunderstorms. Highs 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 73 to 78%. East winds at 12 to 17. Gusting to 30. We'll see 3/10 to 1/2 inch of rain possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy. A slight chance of showers and storms early. Lows 41 to 46. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. South winds at 6 to 11, shifting to the west. An isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. Friday, sunshine. High 66 to 71. Relative humidities at 33 to 38%. West winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain. High 60 to 65. Sunday, sunshine. High 65 to 70. Monday, partly sunny. A chance of rain. High 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny. Another chance of showers and storms. Highs once again 70 to 75. Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers or storms. Highs 70 to 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Solve a problem till it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. When our love starts to live, love starts to live.
Somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
All the good thing about it is I'm like
Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat-top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. My faith, your love, our freedom. To the things I can count on to keep me going strong. Yeah, I hold on. Like the stripes to the flag. Nothing. So if you ever worry about me walking out, yeah, let me tell you something. I hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold. Yeah.
Gonna
She would stay right up to the moment that you all drove away. She didn't leave a table, she didn't leave a chair, but she knew what she was doing when she left you hanging there. On mirror, mirror, on my wall, tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Don't wait a minute, I believe I I believe I see the answer staring back at me.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets: FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
But don't talk to God like you always tell me I should. Don't live my life every day like you prayed that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man with lessons to learn. You're the last thing on earth I deserve. You should have slammed the door, changed the lock, and said adios to my selfish heart. Type of guy, the miracles wake up.